Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
From the Shaw Star Market Studios, the home of Ordway, Merlone, and Fourier, afternoons 2 to 6. This is Sports Radio 93.7 WEEI-FM and HD1 Lawrence, Boston, a radio.com sports station.
This hour of the Greg Hill Morning Show brought to you by FindMassMoney.com.
Anything from the Corrali incident and the fact that he appeared on this program 3 or 4 weeks and then is no longer playing for the Boston Bruins, essentially? Yeah, I know it's Mickey Dolan's birthday today, but that's an extreme risk when it comes to the Jinx.
He's fine. 76.
76?
Plenty of years left.
All right. This is Jeff. Hello, Jeff.
Hey, guys. Good morning. Just want to get Wiggy's back on this one. I don't understand all this obsession with Garoppolo. He's terrible. He's played 6 quarters in New England. When he went on the Super Bowl run a couple of years ago, he threw, I think it was 7 passes in the NFC Championship, and he's made of glass. We can do a lot better. Maybe if it's a third-round pick, I could buy it. Nothing more than that, but they need to make these this decision sooner so they can get these free agents in a couple of weeks. So, and they're probably going to have to overpay to get him if they want to make the change that quickly. So, thanks. And like I said, I got Wiggy's back on this. The guy's awful.
All right. Okay.
Yeah. Here's some of the comparisons to the quarterbacks that are coming out. I know it's only comparisons, but this is what you do around draft time. Trey Lance, they say some of his comps would be Andrew Luck, Josh Allen. Wouldn't mind having either one of those two guys. Justin Fields, some of his comparisons, Dak Prescott, Russell Wilson, Deshaun Watson, and Zach Wilson, they're saying some of his comps would be Aaron Rodgers or Patrick Mahomes. I would much rather trade some assets in this year's draft, in my draft, to move up to get one of those guys that potentially could be that type of quarterback than a game manager who's injury prone in Jimmy Garoppolo.
All right, what are the odds that one of your draft picks becomes one of those names you mentioned?
You've
done research on the draft.
I would probably say I think the first round quarterback success rate is, I want to say, 48.
It is not. 48%.
Curtis went over the list last week or the week before.
I have the list for you.
Okay.
All right, let's hear it.
I will find it. Let me find that list for you.
You've seen the report that from 2009 through 2016, every first-round quarterback is now with a different team than the one that drafted him.
From 2009, yes. But I'm going to give you first-round draft picks. We'll go back to what? You want to go back to 2010?
Okay.
All right, so first-round draft pick in 2010, Sam Bradford, and went in the first round.
Failed.
Yeah, he had some injuries. 2011, Cam Newton was a success until last year.
Uh-huh.
Okay. 2012.
Wait, is there only one quarterback taken in those first rounds?
Let me see.
Well, that's the whole purpose.
Yeah, hold on. In 2011, there was Jake Locker and Blaine Gabbert, excuse me.
Fail. So we're 3 out of 4. That's 75% fail.
Christian Ponder. All right.
Okay, that's now.
What 2012, is that? Let's see.
Ooh, oh, Ryan, 80%, 4 out of 5.
Brandon?
Whedon, fail.
Yeah, ooh, geez, he was bad. Ryan Tannehill, not bad.
Didn't stick with his initial team.
Yeah, not bad, though. Robert Griffin.
Fail.
Andrew Luck, I'll take him.
Mm-hmm. Yes, he would.
Maybe we may.
Where'd you get the 48% again?
Injury prone. Would you call it Lock injury prone?
I think it's
prone?
Like 40%.
40?
Yeah.
You've had 2 out of 10. That's 20%.
Well, I think I went back to 1995 when I did it. I went back a long way.
So you would like to withdraw that take?
Yeah, let me take that one.
Okay. Now, great. Jimmy G is 50% success rate, wouldn't you say? I mean, obviously, there's a chance his injuries are serious enough that they'll stick with him. So, it's a coin flip.
I'd prefer Jimmy G to Cam Newton.
Would you prefer Jimmy G to, let's say we can't get Zach Wilson. So let's say Trey Lance or Justin Fields.
Yes, I would prefer Jimmy G to an unproven commodity. Yes.
Such a fraud.
Fraudulent.
But I don't know why you're laughing at that. I think that's
dumbest thing ever. You want Jimmy G over two guys that have
Trey Lance didn't even play last year.
Two guys that have upside that is out of this world.
Bill wanted Jimmy G over Tom Brady.
Yeah, but we're not talking about Bill.
Yes, we are. He's the one making the decisions.
Well, how come when I said that to you at the beginning, when I said Bill wants Cam Newton, you go, oh, no, I'm not listening to Bill on that one.
I think Bill looks at Cam Newton as it can't get any worse. Like he knows he it's the devil that he knows. Like and if it comes down to it, then he's going to be okay with one more season of that.
There would be the worst decision, third worst decision, if he goes back for Jimmy G. Go get one of these young kids. Move up and get one of those young kids.
Why? You just went through these lists that show.
I know that, but I'd rather take my chances with the upside and potential.
So a 20% chance of
a quarterback. I think it's higher than 20%.
Okay, let's say 30.
Okay, let's 30. I like that.
30% chance that guy is going to be a great player, and you think that you would take 30% over trading a second or a third round pick to get Jimmy G.
Yes. Yeah, because Jimmy G is at best what? He's a good game manager if you put a good defense around him and can he stay healthy. I would take my chances on 30% to get potentially the next Deshaun Watson or Andrew Luck.
This is Jeff. Hello, Jeff.
Oh, my God. I can't. Guys, listen. This is the real Jeff. The other guy has no idea what he's talking about. They're going to get hats made. It's going to be called Make Jimmy a Patriot Again. There is no question that this is going to happen. Now, the only way it doesn't, I'll say this. If the Niners can't improve, to Sean Watson, who I must mention has had 2 reconstructed ACLs just as a point for injury prone. Now, Wiggs, is injury prone the same thing as a broken down football player? My point is this. Jimmy G tore his ACL and had a very bad high ankle sprain. That's why he missed 90% of the time he played. I mean, Deshaun Watson, who people are talking about, 4 first-round picks, has had at least one and another one that tore. I believe he didn't have surgery, but he's got 2 ACLs.
Deshaun Watson, you want to know Deshaun Watson? His first year, he played in 6 games. The year after that, 16, 15, 16.
I know it.
I know he's had a
torn ACL. You know that, right?
Yeah, I know that, but he hasn't been hurt since his rookie year.
But wait a second. He had one in college. So he in each knee.
Right.
So my point is simply this. Do you really think that Bill, after what Tom did this year, is thinking of, let me bring in a rookie around pick 15 or 12, and maybe in a couple of years, everything will work out? This is deranged.
But if he wants to get this team back to where they need to be, then you have to build it with the quarterback.
You know, you were 7-9 last year, a pretty good season with, you know, the bad quarterback play and all the COVID stuff. You really think with the players you're getting back, adding Jimmy G into a system that he knows like the back of his hand, you can't go 11-5 with Jimmy G? That's impossible?
No, you ain't going 11-5 with Jimmy G.
Oh, good God.
Because he ain't playing in 16 games. I guarantee that.
And by the way, I have a list here of, since 2000, first-round pick quarterbacks. Tell me when we hit a good one. Jamarcus Russell, Paxton Lynch, Brady Quinn, Jake Locker, Johnny Manziel, Josh Rosen, Tim Tebow, E.J. Manuel, Dwayne Haskins, Brandon Whedon, Matt Leinart, Christian Ponder, J.P. Lossman, Daniel Jones, Blaine Gabbert, Patrick Ramsey, Kyle Bowler, David Carr, Joey Harrington.
David Carr's not bad.
Josh Freeman.
I'm thinking Derek Carr.
Yeah, sorry, David Carr sucked.
David Carr.
Yeah. So that's where we led. Jason Campbell. They're awful. Like, it's by no means science.
Think about all the teams that were in the playoffs this year. You think about the majority of who their quarterbacks were. Patrick Mahomes. You think of Aaron Rodgers.
Did the Bucs draft Brady?
Brady. I would say Brady. Brady is an outlier, you know, to be able to do what he's
Is Mahomes. There's no way he would have stayed where he was to get drafted. Like, he would have been the number one pick. But they didn't know what they didn't know what he was.
Right, but I'd rather they knew his upside. I'd rather run the risk with potential and upside and know that if I hit on this guy, I know I'm hitting on a guy that's going to be around for the next 10, 12 years versus a guy in Jimmy G that might be here for 2 years, 3 years tops. Why do I want that? I don't want that.
Okay, I just you began this conversation saying it's basically a coin flip to get a good quarterback in the first round, when in reality it's
maybe I was wrong
difficult.
On that one. But right. I would still rather
you got that
these...
out of him. Maybe he was wrong on that. All right, we got to get to Ken and what is trending.
The Greg Hill Show, morning 6 to 10. Now here's what's trending on WEEI.
Trending now brought to you by Shaw's Just For You. This week, Shaw's Just For You members can pick up select varieties of Cabot, bar, shredded, or sliced cheese for only $1.94 each when you activate the digital coupon at checkout. Limit 2 per customer, valid through this Thursday, March 11th. And speaking of Shaw's, the great Shaw's spokesperson, Joe Castiglione, resting comfortably this morning after the chip incident yesterday. We got to play this again by popular demand.
Yeah.
Bradfo gives him, have you ever had these chips, Greg?
I have not.
Chesapeake crab chips or something like
that? Okay.
Chesapeake spices.
A lot of spice.
Old-fashioned spice, Danielle. Okay. Is that what it is? I don't know. But I guess during the break, he had a couple, and it was not a good result.
3-0 Braves, last half of the second inning. Jake Lamb will lead off. Rob, those Old Bay potato chips got me.
Oh, here you go, Joe. You want something?
Thank you.
There you go.
Call strike to Jake Lamb.
This is why I'm here, Joe, for justice instances. I gave Joe a bag of Old Bay potato chips. And boom, I knew this was going to result in my big chance. Garrett Richards on the mound facing Jake Lamb.
But you're to the rescue with your...
Oh, it's a bye. Yes, yes.
Your bye.
Yeah. Listen,
I've never had one before. Pomegranate.
Yeah,
thank
there you,
you
go. And listen, I think at that point, the state you were in, Joe, you would have drunk anything. I think I did very well in the play-by-play for that
Excellent.
Half second.
Well done.
Poor Joe.
Curtis, as interim program director, I demand that you provide a chaperone for Castig because I don't trust Bradfo.
Bradfo trying to kill him.
Seriously.
I mean,
the glee with which he called that one pitch while his co-host was dying.
Red Sox fell 5-4. I'm worried about Garrett Richards. I know Curtis is too, but he struggled again. Second start. This was the guy they pulled off the mound, you remember, in his debut, Greg.
Right.
Mercy rule.
Right.
He was supposed to go 3 innings yesterday. He goes 2-4 walks. I mean, he was all over the place. Gave the usual after the game of, you know, we're figuring some things out. It's
figuring
just great
it out.
Training. But
figuring it out.
It's a bit of a concern. So is the Bruins' performance against the Jersey Devils. 1-0, a snooze fest yesterday. And did pepper Jersey goalie Scott Wedgwood with 40 shots, but none passed him. So Jersey's second win in 10 games. Tuukka appeared to tweak his back. Carlo is out for a while. They're already missing Kevin Miller and Lazan, so they are... bit of the walking wounded, Greg, with the trade deadline next month, and it looks like they need to make a move. Maybe sooner rather than later. We can prepper Cam about that later.
Well, yeah, we'll get the chance to ask Cam about that on Thursday at 8:20.
NBA All-Star Game went to Team LeBron. That was Jaylen Brown's team. He had 22 points off the bench and scored one-on-one against Tatum. They are back at it Thursday, Celtics Nets.
And a bounce back for your boy in quarterbacks. All 7 of the teams that made the playoffs this year in the AFC, every one of the quarterbacks was a first-round draft pick.
Big news, actually, yesterday.
Okay. Greg is stunned, Mike.
Huge news yesterday. Boston College Baseball was down 9-1 with 2 outs in the 9th inning at Auburn, and they won 10-9.
Well, why are we just glazing over my bounce back?
Because that is a huge story. I feel like we should have led with it.
I've lost control of the trending.
You have lost complete control.
This is the Greg
Hill
Morning Show.
The Greg Hill Show on EEI.
that has "Hit" written all over it. That's the new OAR song that I mentioned. Came out on Friday.
Are you an OAR fan?
Yes, I am. Have I mentioned that? Have I ever mentioned it on the show before?
I don't. I mean, not that I've heard.
Like your Jimmy G.
I don't think I have. Only Wanna Love You is what that is called. It appears that some unseen interview portions from the Oprah Royal, former Royal Family interview are about to be released. Ooh. And they are scathing criticism from the former Prince Harry about the racism in the Royal Family. So be on the lookout for that. I don't know. I mean, is their mission to destroy the royal family? Is that what the two of them are attempting to do here, or are they just exposing a
culture,
a long issue that has existed with the royal family in England?
Meghan Markle didn't even know this was going to air. She just thought she was talking to Oprah.
Just lunch with Oprah at the house. Cameras? Oh, what's that for?
The way she talked at the latter half of the thing last night, she was like, how long are they going to push us without expecting us to respond? Hmm. So basically, she was like, we've had enough. And they keep spinning it in the tabloids that they're the villains, so they decided to speak out.
Ken should work for them. He should be their PR guy.
Wow, it was a good show last night. Better than the All-Star game, as Wiggy can confirm.
Meanwhile, Kate Middleton is just over in a corner somewhere like, oh, can't these people just shut up about it and let it go?
She seems happy. I mean, she seems to be enjoying
she's
her.
She's from royalty.
Trapped.
She's what?
I think she's from royalty, though. Like, her family.
She
like,
wasn't.
She no, was a she Connor. Wasn't.
She wasn't. She doesn't have some type of, like.
Royal blood, no.
Like,
no.
No,
her sister Pippa had a royal ass.
She's an outsider, too.
Is she? I thought
Did she do a whole show with that voice? Danielle?
Absolutely.
Yeah, but she's really an outsider. And this chick's from, like, Cleveland or Detroit. At least Kate Middleton's from
Meghan Markle was from Compton.
At least Kate Middleton's from England. So.
And by the way, Meghan Markle visited Buckingham Palace and took many photos in and around when Princess Diana died. So she is very well.
What was
her
middle school class?
She was well aware of what was going on.
Is Meghan Markle really from Compton?
No, I'm just kidding.
No,
she's not from Compton.
She grew up in New Bedford, actually.
At least Kate Middleton's from you know, England, so
she thought she was.
We get
it.
She's from England. She's not royal, though.
She thought she was just going to be a regular English housewife.
That's it.
But
you know. All the weakest link. Goodbye.
Right. Boy, how do you make tea and crumpets? Can I get some help in here?
All right.
Why don't they put ice in anything?
Boy, do you work for me?
Can I get some Beyonce in this big-ass crib of yours?
We have a Sonos system in here, and how do I connect to it?
I mean, I don't think anything's... I mean, is the royal family ever going to go away? I mean,
Not for a while.
I mean, is this going to be the straw that breaks the camel's back when it comes to the royal family, the way they treated Harry
can
and Meghan?
Can you use that saying anymore?
I think you can. Why is that
offensive to horses, Greg?
They have sensitivity training today, actually.
There's definitely an issue in the royal family.
There's nothing wrong with the straw that broke the camel's back.
Oh. Mark my word.
Ask camels that.
Mark my word. Someone's either going to die or there will be another thing that'll happen in England to distract from this. Watch. Within the next week, something will happen that will take all the talk away from this.
They're going to release the footage of Princess Diana's final words, and it's going to be the lead story tonight. So
she's dragging the royal family, so this ain't going away. She is dragging them. She's making them look bad, you know, because there are a lot of people that are going to be like, no, there's no way they act like this. And
I mean, what do you expect? None of them have ever worked a job in their entire lives.
A job, Greg.
It's not a job being a princess or a prince or a queen or a king.
Yeah, but
it's philanthropic.
It's not.
So what? Your son likes a black girl, though. You should be able to welcome her in with open arms.
Could you imagine Prince Charles sitting down for sensitivity training today?
You know, there's a lot of black people from England. Idris Elba.
Yes.
Which I'm a huge fan of.
Can you name anyone except Idris Elba?
Your stream of consciousness vibe today is a weird one.
Listen.
There's a lot of black actors.
If she was treated poorly, then I certainly feel sorry for her. I don't buy that she didn't know exactly what she was getting into, though.
That's the most ridiculous thing.
And I think it's such a guarded culture within that lifestyle of being a royal and being at the palace that it's one of those things that it's like, okay, how bad can it be? And then you're like, oh, F.
And then they treat you, and then they treat you like crap because you're American, first off, right?
I think that's the biggest thing, Greg. I think you're right. She knew what she was getting into, but she hoped they would use her in a prominent fashion.
Right.
And on the other hand, they just told her, stay inside. Don't go
They're
anywhere.
Like, we're not that progressive. Right. Pull the drawbridge up from the moat. You're in here. Don't talk to anybody. Give me your phone. Where's your mother? She's dead. We're going to kill her.
Like, be happy we let you in because you're American. Now that you're black and American, well, that's too much.
Forget about it.
Stay in that room right there.
I didn't see it all. So did Oprah ask Harry about Prince Andrew? Because that would have been pretty interesting.
Yep.
She did?
Oh, not Prince Andrew. No, his brother, not Prince Andrew.
Why ask
that's
about
Prince William.
Why ask about the guy that was, you know, buddies with Epstein? That would be pretty interesting.
That's an upcoming interview.
Oh, okay.
that question will come
Oprah
up next time.
Oprah ain't tripping about that. Oprah just wants to know, what did they say about your doc baby?
All right.
How light is the baby?
Can you Photoshop this birth announcement?
Right. This is John. Hello, John.
Hi, Greg. Hey. Thanks for letting me on.
You got it.
Love you guys' show.
Thank you.
Hey, just a quick thing. We have a situation here on the North Shore with high school football.
Oh, Wiggy loves, and Curtis and Ken love this. Go ahead. What is it?
All right. We need your help, Wiggy.
All right. What's going on?
So it's Cape Ann League football. We were ready to have here at Hamilton Wenham, small schools,
yeah,
to play Triton Regional in a scrimmage Saturday morning. When we got word, either Friday night later, most of the parents heard Saturday morning, there will be no fans allowed at all in the scrimmage. And we're like, what? And then they said, well, we're going to live stream it. And then 10 o'clock comes, we try to live stream, this live stream crashes.
Mm.
So we're trying to find out, like, who made this decision. We've heard school committees, ADs all voted not to have fans, but it's just, it's crazy. So we have a petition at change.org.
Yeah.
If you want to go there, we're trying to get fans and family members to allow at least two family members per player to go to these games. They have the openers this Saturday. It's crazy. It's outdoors. You know, and the governor's, you know, advisory said this is fine. So we're trying to get to the bottom of it, but it's very disappointing.
Yeah, it's stupid, John. It's just, I went to my kids' scrimmage game, and they played against North Andover. And the stadium is, it's not like it's huge, but it's a decent size where you could kind of socially distance people, you know, in a good way. But what they decided to do is not let anybody in. So what did we all do? Stood outside the fence, right shoulder to shoulder, watching the game rather than letting everybody in, you know, two parents.
And then you could spread out.
And then you could spread out. So it makes.
But they weren't letting any fans in?
None. They weren't letting no fans in. And so. And so the stands are all open. And most of these, if you see these high school stadiums, they got pretty decent size, you know, stands where you could go in, socially distant, small little groups.
Yeah.
But they rather say, no, you can't go in. And literally 10 feet away from us on the other side of the fence is these wide open stands. And we're standing shoulder to shoulder as the woman patrols up and down saying, put your mask on, put your mask on. Rather than, how about you let us in and we can kind of, you know, get 6 feet apart.
Are you allowed to go to away games?
As of right now, you're not. I don't think we can go to away games, but I think you're allowed to have two parents at home games.
Hmm.
So, but if the other team, obviously, like my kid's first game is Friday night against Lowell and Lowell, and as of right now, I don't think we can go.
It's football.
But, you know, I'll scout out the Lowell Stadium, and if there's an area where I can watch from outside, then I'll go.
And Meghan Markle has a petition on change.org to remove the royal family from England. So
and the Mayflower Athletic Conference Commissioner is going to join us in 10 minutes. He's very upset
listen,
by that caller.
You know what? Curtis, you don't have any kids as of yet. Ken, your daughter's...
Curtis and Ken don't care. They don't care about they don't care about the plight of the of
plight
these children.
Of Hamilton Wenham?
Yes, the plight
so
of the...
so oppressed there.
The plight of the Hamilton Wenham
fans. He suffered
Wenham
for... You got a Q3 instead of a Q5.
Right. Well, let's see how Ken is in 15 years when his daughter's a senior and he can't go to her last couple games when she plays, I don't know, soccer or volleyball, softball.
Maya's going to board in London.
You can't go. There are a lot of parents that like, you know, I'm one of those parents. I like to be at all my kids' games.
Of course you do. You should be allowed to be there.
You know,
you live with, I mean, you're outdoors.
Right.
I mean, can't a couple of parents who live together, mm-hmm. can they not sit together in an outdoor
right.
stadium and watch their kids play sports?
And we're not asking for, like, the caller's not asking for, hey, I want to just bring 15 people. No, we're just saying that as the kid can have two people come in his family. You know, maybe it's his grandmother and mother because his dad might not be in the picture. If the mother and father are in the picture, fine. Or if it's the father and the little brother, then that's cool. But the fact that they can't even have two parents at a game from a visiting team and the giant stands where they can easily socially distance, it don't make sense, man, what they're doing. And they're robbing a lot of parents to not being able to see their kids play in person their senior year. I tell you, it's hurtful.
And
I'm making a way, and if I got to jump a fence, I'm jumping a fence.
No, that is not happening. I can't see it. Well, you're going to have to get at least 10 fingers and maybe a stepladder to get
no,
up
I
over
can
that
jump
thing.
A fence pretty
you
good.
You could?
I still have a little bit in it. I know how to climb a fence.
Big news. There are actually several petitions to abolish the monarchy after last night's interview.
There are.
It's time to abolish the monarchy and ensure the queen is Britain's last monarch. And there is another one, Irish Post. I don't know what the hell that is. Probably an Irish Post. They have a story on calls to abolish the monarchy after Harry and Meghan's bombshell Oprah interview.
Joining us now, Derek, the guy who was fired from the trash company. Hey, Derek.
Good morning, everybody.
What's up, Derek?
You know, going back to Ken's lead real quick, Garrett Richards, I believe is the guy's name.
It was trending, yes.
Yeah, chalk that up to something else that Ken's worried about that nobody else cares about, okay? Because their ratings are going to be absolutely awful.
Not if they win.
When they open that place to the fans, tumbleweeds. Absolute tumbleweeds.
Well, yeah, nobody would want to go outside and watch baseball at Fenway.
Guy, that team is an absolute embarrassment.
No,
but that's not really what I wanted to get. I like how what that guy just called about is the exact thing I've been talking about for, I don't know, 11 months, okay? The overreach of the government telling us what to do, what's appropriate, what's inappropriate. It's rubbish. We're playing outdoors, Ken. And now you have some, you know, slapstick on some school committee or some town council, or, right, that wants to, you know, flex his muscles because it's not safe. And he wants to tell people what to do. It's a complete joke. My advice to that guy is just be glad you're able to play at this point. I'm still practicing half speed in a parking lot, for crying out loud. Okay, so the overreach of all these small municipalities and school committee members is an absolute joke and a disservice to the kids that they're supposed to be serving.
Can your kids have their parents there?
No, absolutely not.
But no?
I don't know what they'll do with the home games, but it's in the city, so I'm going to guess based on the performance of all these municipalities that there will be no fans at our home games. And it's up to individual towns, just like they did with opening the schools, Hilldog. We killed Trump because he told the states to figure it out. And then this state, the governor, who should be the leader on all this, has left it up to all these other, you know, windbags who think they got power and want to, you know, tell people what to do. It's a joke.
Wiggy, why don't you volunteer to work the chain gang? And you can go to all the games.
I told you, we can have fans at home games, so fortunately for us, they play four home games because one of the teams is Lawrence High School and they share the field, so you get away with it. But the other two games, kind of know the locations, and I feel, you know, if I got to jump a fence, I jump a fence.
Jump a fence.
There's always ways into these stadiums, Greg. And that if they're gonna, if that's what they're telling us, if that's what they're gonna have to do to us, because I'm not going to miss my kids' play. You know, one of them's a senior and the other one's a sophomore, and they're on the team together. I'm not gonna sit at home and try to watch it on a damn stream. And this is, it's not happening. So
Joseph actually lifts Greg over the fence.
He doesn't do that. He doesn't do anything of the sort. All right. A reminder that you can stream this program and this radio station at WEEI.com or on the radio.com app if you cannot listen on the radio. And all you have to do is download the app, go to radio.com. It's really simple. Favorite WEEI within the app. And you will be able to take us wherever you go. We'll be back with Were You Paying Attention next.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s. And each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Football fans, the NFL draft is almost here, and the free Odyssey app brings you the latest coverage from the biggest sports radio stations across the country. Which players will help your team the most? Who will make a draft day trade? Will they be ready for week one? The local conversations about the team you love. All streaming free right here on the Odyssey app. AUDACY. Download it today.